Hey there, my name is Mei Ling. I'm a certified life coach and trauma-trained practitioner, and welcome to my podcast, Finding Freedom in the Hologram. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to episode 4 of season 5. Every week, when I say what episode it is and what season it is, it just kind of blows my mind at how quickly the weeks go by. Now, today, I have a really interesting question to ask you. Are you a maximizer or are you a satisfizer? Intrigued? Because today we are going to delve deep between the two different types because they reveal valuable insights as to how you go about making decisions and why you do the things the way you do. So your approach, how the thoughts that come through your brain actually result in the output that you give. And this, in turn, has an effect on your results. Let's go through the traits of a maximizer. So if you are a maximizer, you seek and accept only the best. So for example, if you think, whenever I'm faced with a choice, I try to imagine what all the other possibilities are, even ones that aren't present at the moment. Or if you think, no matter how satisfied I am with my job, it's only right for me to be on the lookout for better opportunities. Or, when I'm in the car listening to the radio, I often check other stations to see if something better is playing, even if I'm relatively satisfied with what I'm listening to. Or, how long do you spend trying to find the TV show, the movie, the documentary on Netflix before actually clicking the button and making that decision? Some of you can take forever. And I know that because once in a while, I go down that rabbit hole. But how many of you find that that happens to you each and every time? As a maximizer, you need to be assured that every purchase or decision was the best that you could have made. So you check out all the alternatives. And decision-making actually becomes more daunting the more options there are because you really feel compelled that you need to check out every single option before you make your final decision. So you might find that you are the kind that love spreadsheets. You take out your Google or your Excel spreadsheet and you put all the options in, you rank them, and then you make your decision based on that. If you are a satisfizer instead, this is what a satisfizer thinks about. A satisfizer settles for something that is good enough and does not worry about the possibility that there might be something better. So a satisfizer does have criteria and standards, right? So don't get me wrong. Sometimes people do tend to think and look down on satisfizers, but satisfizers actually have a criteria and does have standards for their decision-making process. So a satisfizer, once you find something that meets your standards, you have a threshold, in other words, you stop. Because you are not concerned about better bargains or deals around the corner. You never spend time thinking, what if? Now, if you think about it, of course, no one is an absolute maximizer. But maximizers aspire to achieve that goal. So you spend a great deal of time and effort and mental energy and you sit on the fence, lie stagnant instead of progressing. So if you ever feel overwhelmed, confused, and frozen, like you cannot move forward because of the immense amount of options available to you, you might be a maximizer because you feel compelled that the decision you make has to be the absolute best. So, for traders, if you feel like you cannot narrow down your watch list of ticker symbols because anyone might be able to make you good money, or if you feel like, oh, there's this trade and then there's this trade and you're on chat groups and forums and you're like, I just can't focus on a narrow sector. I can't focus on what I want to do. I can't focus on a plan or a trading setup because there's so many out there. Which one is the best? Then you might be a maximizer. So when reality requires maximizers to compromise, to end their search, and actually decide on something, the feeling of apprehension about what might have been takes over. They feel horrible that there might be a better option out there. I have noticed, in terms of coaching my own clients, there's hesitation and there's doubt. And they know that they need to move forward by taking action, but they feel kind of paralyzed because they go, I am not sure if this is the right move. Then sometimes that feeling, they go, what if I make the mistake? What if I decide to do this or incorporate this into my plan or my routine and actually it doesn't work for me? My reply to them is always, nothing is carved in stone. You have the option to change it the next time round. It is not a life sentence. Like my clients can quote me on this. There is nothing that is shackling you to that option. But the thing is, you don't know if you don't try. So try it. Record what happens, what results, what you're feeling, what happened in the end. And then decide later on, hey, that actually didn't work as well as I thought. I'm going to tweak it this way and I'm going to change it. And the next time round, the way I make a move forward and what action I take will be this instead. But you need to try and you need to record and you need to evaluate. So measurements need to take place. And with my clients, I teach them how to evaluate their trades. I teach them how to keep a journal and keep a record, right? Because another thing that's very important is sometimes our brain doesn't like what's happening around us. It doesn't like reality, right? And so it makes things up. I give this example, you know, if there are 5 witnesses at an intersection car accident, and later on, when under interrogation, you question all of these 5 witnesses one by one, they might give you 5 different answers as to what had happened, you know? So our brain can make things up. So I want you to record things. Now, Nobel Prize winning economist and psychologist Herbert Simon initially introduced the term satisfying in the 1950s because when all the costs, time, money, and anguish, which I think is probably the most crucial factor here because the emotion of anguish is so heavy, when you take into account all of these costs and you add them up to make a decision, in actual fact, satisfying is the maximizing strategy. Because you think, as a maximizer, hey, I'm weighing out every possible option and ranking them and making sure that I make the best decision. But the time and effort and anguish and suffering that you go through in order to make that best decision is costing you. So instead, you should have a minimal set of criteria and go, right, this is my standards. Once these standards and conditions are met, it's go time. And think about how a golfer on a golf course moves forward. So imagine that you are a golfer on a golf course and the hole that you want your golf ball to get into is very far away. You kind of know the general direction that you're facing, but you think, I may not have the skill or the strength to hit it all the way over there. But you know the general direction. And so you take a chance anyway. You give it a go. And hey, it might not be a hole in one, right? But if it moves in a direction that it needs to be, you move forward and hit the ball again from there. So even if it might have veered a little bit right, a little bit left, it's short, it's moving in the right direction and you are moving forward. So if you feel compelled instead to get a hole in one from where you started, you will never get anywhere, right? And for you guys, maybe, you know, don't pressure yourself and think about the PGA tournament. I want you guys to think about mini golf instead and make it fun for yourselves. Now, maximizers engage in product comparisons more than satisfizers, both before and after purchasing something. Can you imagine? Before, they are going and looking at all the reviews online. And then afterwards, they're also comparing and go, oh, I got that new microwave. Oh, I got the new coffee machine. How is yours going? Yours is a different brand. Can you imagine how much time is wasted comparing before and after? right? And so maximizers spend more time and are more likely to experience regret after a purchase. And they keep thinking about hypothetical alternatives to the purchases they've made, and they generally feel less positive about the decisions they have made because they still doubt themselves after the process. So that's why maximizers report being much more concerned with social comparison than satisfizers did. Which isn't surprising, right? Because maximizers want the best. But how do you know that you have the best except by comparison? So the maximizer actually becomes a slave in his or her judgments to the experiences of other people. So I can tell you right now that if you're a maximizer, you best don't be on Instagram because it's going to drive you nuts, or you need to have very strict rules about how you use the platform. So satisfizers don't have this problem. They use the experiences of others to help them determine exactly what good enough is, but they don't have to. They can rely on their own internal assessments to develop those standards. Now, in my coaching program, I teach my clients how to rely on their own inner intuition, and they know how to use their brain and their body in order to scale and rank what is right and what is in alignment with them. This is actually very crucial because if the decision that you make doesn't feel good to you and there is internal conflict somewhere, you do not feel congruent. And then in order to do the thing that you want to do, that you feel that you ought to do, you rely on willpower because there's internal conflict there. Whereas if you feel that you're in alignment, that you are doing what you feel is right to do and there's congruency, you wouldn't actually have to rely on willpower because it feels right to you. You automatically move towards it. You are automatically attracted and veer towards it. You're not running away. You're not trying to do something that you feel you want to go the opposite from. So it doesn't feel like such a hard task. It feels like it's natural because you are in alignment. So think about whether you are a maximizer or if you are a satisfizer. And if you are a maximizer, think about, hey, can you set some criteria and standards so that you can be a satisfizer? Because satisfizing is the maximizing strategy. And hey, you didn't hear it from me. It's from the Nobel Prize winning economist and psychologist, Herbert Simon. I hope you found this episode useful, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.